Welcome to Producer Power Hour Radio, giving you the tools and ideas to discover your soul purpose. Discover yourself as Garrett Gunderson and Garrett White take you on a journey through the financial, spiritual, mental, physical, and social realms. Your life is now.
Your life is now. Your life is now.
Okay, we're going to turn that down right now. I was not expecting that. That was not what I was anticipating coming over my headphones this afternoon. I would like to say good afternoon to you. Welcome to another exciting, thrill-packed hour of the Jim Sumpter Show, not the Producer Revolution. I'm not sure what that is. I haven't heard it before. But this is not it. This is the Jim Sumpter Show, without Jim Sumpter, of course. My name is Scott Robison. I'm excited to be sitting in for Jim for the next hour, and I really just want to take a second to thank him and K-Talk Management for the opportunity to come in and chat with you this afternoon. You may be asking yourself at this point, where the heck is Jim? And it's a reasonable question. In fact, I got a call here on the local lines about 15, 20 minutes ago asking, so this Jim Sumpter guy that's on the radio right now, is he a nationally syndicated show or is he just a local guy? And I was, you know, happy to tell the caller that Jim is a national show. And the response that I got was, great, we need that. He tells it like it is. Jim does tell it like it is, or at least like he sees it. He and I do disagree on a few things from time to time, but me saying this, of course, is going to ensure that this is the last time I'm asked to sit in for Jim. But no, asking where is Jim is a reasonable question. I've known Jim for a number of years, almost 18 years now. And even having known him for that long, he tends to play things a little close to the vest most of the time. So honestly, I'm not 100% certain why he couldn't do this hour of the show today. I just know he told me something about being invited to a White House meeting. Other than that, I wasn't given any detail, so I'm not going to be of much help to explain Jim's absence. Your next question after where's Jim is undoubtedly, who the heck is this Scott Robinson character? Okay, a couple of questions that I have. One really. Why do you say heck so much? Where the heck is Jim? Who the heck is Scott? It must be a Utah thing. We didn't use heck that much in Texas where I grew up. Secondly, my last name is pronounced Robison, not Robinson. Scott Robison. Don't worry, it's a very common mistake. Lots of people make it. In fact, I can be sitting in a store telling somebody how to spell my name, and they always insert that extra N. But it's not Robinson, it's Scott Robison. In fact, this mistake is so common that I would probably change my last name if it weren't for the fact that I've got a couple of boxes of pre-printed checks at home, and those checks cost money, and I'm not inclined to waste them, so you and I are both stuck with my name for at least the next hour. Number three, long ago in a galaxy far away, I was an employee, right here, of the mighty AM 630 K-Talk. I worked here from 2003 through 2005, and I hosted a couple of talk shows during that period. The first one was The Scott Robison Show, very conveniently named. It was a two-hour nightly talk show where we basically just talked about whatever I found interesting, be it politics or social commentary, pop culture, technology, whatever was in the news that day, we would talk about it. And I always, you know, invited calls on any topic that I might not be talking about, and, you know, we could converse. I'm pretty sure the only reason I got that particular show was because I had the right name. The other show that I did with my partner in crime, Thomas Knight, was Tech Radio Live. It was a weekly program heard Saturdays here on K-Talk. Tom and I would discuss stories related to technology in general. The internet was something we often talked about. Computers was something we talked about a lot as well. Especially, you know, we would take calls from people who had problems with their computer, try to help them resolve the problem. It was a lot of fun. Also, from time to time, I do sit in from for other hosts here at K-Talk. Sometimes, of course, somebody can't be here. They have something else that needs to be done, so I will get a call and ask me if I could sit in. Now, the last time I did that was about 3 years ago in 2006. I have been asked a few times since then, but scheduling conflicts kept me from accepting the invitations at the time. Given how long it's been, you know, three years now, I'm just a tiny bit rusty at this. So please be patient with me. Realize that in less than an hour, no matter how painful this hour might have been for you, I will be out of here. So really, how bad can it be? As I said, this is the Jim Sumter Show, normally heard on K-Talk, I think from 11 to noon, and then from 1 to 2, 2 days a week, a special K-Talk-only hour, and then there's other hours scattered through the week. I think every night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., they refeed a couple of hours of his show. Normally he's here. Tomorrow you're going to get a best of show. This weekend I think is going to be a best of show, according to what he was saying just an hour ago. And then he's supposed to be back live Monday with new programming, so be sure to tune in. When I'm not pretending to be a radio talk show host, which is really what I want to be able to do, just because it's cool and, you know, people know who you are. It's just, it's an exciting thing. But it doesn't pay the bills for me. So when I'm not pretending to be a radio talk show host, I work as a software developer downtown Salt Lake City for a company named Mediaport Entertainment. It's a company that sells music, books, movies, computer programs, what have you, through self-service kiosks and online through a website. Depending on what you want, you can choose to either download it to your computer over the internet, or if you're at a self-service kiosk, you can download it to an MP3 player. For music, you can burn it to a CD. If it's a ringtone or something like that, you can have it transferred to your cell phone. I'm giving Mediaport this plug. I'm hoping, well, okay, what it basically boils down to is I'm playing hooky for a couple of hours today. So I'm hoping by giving them this plug that I'm going to keep out of too much trouble when they realize I haven't been there. So, hey guys, if you're listening, thank you. Appreciate the time off. Okay. I've rambled long enough. I've wasted enough time introducing myself. On Fridays, Jim normally does, I think what he calls it is First Amendment Friday, where you're free to call in and talk on any topic that you would like to bring up. Now, back when I was doing my own show, I almost always ran open lines all the time. I don't really see a reason to change that right now, but I might later. So we're going to start with open lines, and we'll see where that takes us. Also, I know a lot of K-Talk callers feel that this is their station, that this is the one outlet for free speech in Utah. This is the only station that is covering the stories from a perspective that is not, you know, dictated to them by the mainstream media or something like that. Now, I can appreciate your feelings for K-Talk, and freedom of speech is important. But freedom of speech does not give one freedom to bore others to tears, much like I'm doing right now, which is why you're fortunate this is only going to be an hour program. If you want to call in, when I was doing my own show, I had something that I called the 60-second guarantee. I designed it to help balance the needs of free speech with the need to avoid putting the host or the audience to sleep. Anyone who calls is eligible for the 60-second guarantee, and you can address any topic that you want for 60 seconds guaranteed. I won't interrupt you for 60 seconds unless you ask me a question, of course. Anyone who calls can address any topic as long as it is not illegal, immoral, or profane. If after 60 seconds you've managed to keep my interest, I'll keep you on a little bit longer. But whether or not I'm interested, I, as the host, am free to cut you off at any point after 60 seconds. I also have the final say as to what is illegal, immoral, or profane as far as taking calls on the air today. So please use your best judgment. When I was doing the show, I rarely had to cut anyone off. But realize you can't just call in and drone on. Try to get to your point quickly, and then we can have a dialogue about it. I'm the only one who's allowed to drone on today for this hour. If you want to be able to do that, that's great. You can call the KTalk offices at 253-4883. That's area code 801, of course. You can give them a call, see about getting your own show, and then you can say whatever you want within the parameters that they allow. In order to exercise the 60-second guarantee, though, you can't just sit there talking to your radio. You're either going to have to set up your own pirate transmitter, which I guess would technically make the 60-second guarantee irrelevant. In fact, I would be asking you for airtime at that point. Alternatively, you can give me a call. KTalk has graciously made available 3 phone numbers for your dialing pleasure. If you live in Utah County, we're just a local phone call away at 801-470-5855. If you are calling from Salt Lake or South Davis County, the number is 801-254-5855. Finally, from Weber and North Davis County, the number is 801-670-5855. Now, I am running the show solo today. Normally, of course, Jim's broadcasting from his own studio with his own production team, you know, millions of dollars of high-tech radio equipment, dozens of people at his beck and call. As the substitute host for the local portion of the Jim Sumpter Show, I don't have those assets at my disposal. So you just got to know there's no call screener. So when you call, again, 801-470-5855 or 254-5855 or 670-5855, when you call, there's not going to be anyone to just answer the phone. So I'm going to be answering phones. I'm going to be running the board. I'm going to be talking to you about the things that interest me today for the next 43 minutes, apparently. Because there's no call screener, when you call, it's probably just going to ring for, you know, a little bit until I have an opportunity to reach over and put you on hold. So just let the phone ring. I promise I will get to you as quickly as possible. And, you know, once I hit an opportunity to stop what I'm saying and let you have your say, you'll get your 60 seconds of fame. Don't forget I have a dump button, so you'll need to, don't test the illegal, immoral, or profane exceptions. Anyway, we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
AM 630, KTKK.
Hey, this is Jake the Computer Guy from PC Laptops. It's back to school time, and normally I'm all bummed out because summer rules. But not this year, because I just got a brand new PC Laptops Titan i7 computer featuring the Intel Core i7 processor. A lot of companies build crappy computers. These companies beat the snot out of you trying to sell you a rip-off extended warranty. If any store tries to sell you an extended warranty, just say, "Don't rip me off," and head straight to PC Laptops. All new PC Laptops desktop computers come with a lifetime service and parts warranty. Nobody else does that. Okay, and to make it extra fluffy, we're doing zero down, zero interest for a whole year on any new PC Laptops computer. OIC. Plus, if you have a student or faculty ID, we'll give you an extra $100 off any new computer. So get into any one of our 9 locations right now. Or call us at 1-877-596-SAVE. Or check us out at PCLaptops.com. Get yourself a PC Laptops Titan i7 right now, featuring the Intel Core i7 processor.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the information that detail the real news between the lines of propaganda about government policies and the true relationship we all have with coercive governments. Learn the true condition of our economy, innovations and technological breakthroughs in energy, health, computer science, and space travel. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media, the media that is so last century. Corporate media has evolved into nothing more than distributors of government propaganda, but we now have a fantastic alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com provides constant news updates on the issues that affect our lives in the most important ways. Our liberty and our property are under constant attack, and FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda while encouraging the participation of our readers. Join us at FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where the revolution between the ears has already matured.
And welcome back. This is the Jim Sumter Show, heard Thursday afternoons on AM 630 K-Talk. My name is Scott Robison. I'm sitting in for Jim today as he had some business elsewhere. He's going to be gone tomorrow and Sunday for his regular show, so they'll be feeding best of programs on those 2 days. And then on Monday, he will be back with more live programming. I really think Jim has got the longest uninterrupted streak of consecutive days hosting of anybody in syndicated talk radio. You know, it seems like every other day I turn on the radio, there's somebody sitting in for Rush, or there's somebody sitting in for Glenn Beck, or somebody sitting in for Sean Hannity, or one of them's on vacation and they're feeding a best of show, or who knows what exactly. That's not something you normally get with the Jim Sumter Show. And right about now, I'm sure you're very grateful for that fact, that you don't usually get that from Jim Sumter. We are running open lines this afternoon if you would like to call and talk on just about any topic whatsoever. This is the home of the 60-second guarantee for the next 40 minutes. Give us a call from Utah County, 801-470-5855, from Salt Lake County, 801-254-5855, and from Weber North Davis, the number is 801-670-5855. As I was trying to warn you last segment, I am running the show solo, so if you call and it rings for a little while without an answer, just let it keep ringing. I will get to you as quickly as I can. Just please be patient. Now, one of the things that I wanted to address today, because, well, obviously it's been an issue for quite a while now. Jim talks about it very regularly, and I apologize in advance if you're tired of it, is the question of Barack Obama's constitutional qualifications for the presidency. As I said, Jim talks about it a lot, and while I respect Jim greatly, up to this point, he's not been able to convince me that Barack Obama is not constitutionally qualified. Now, be very aware that I am saying constitutionally qualified. The Constitution has very few qualifications. You've got to be 35 years old. You have to be a natural-born citizen, or at this point over 230 years old or something like that. While I do respect Jim greatly, I haven't been able to buy into the things that he's told me so far. My biggest problem is that even though I am from Texas originally, you might think I'm from Missouri because I think that's the show-me state. I haven't been shown yet, in law, codified, why exactly Barack Obama is not a natural-born citizen. Now, this doesn't mean that I support Barack Obama. Far from it. I do not consider Barack Obama qualified for the office of President of the United States. But that is a subjective call that the Constitution doesn't get into. As far as I can tell, he fits all the constitutional requirements. I've read quite a bit about this. I've looked at WorldNet Daily. I've tried to look up information that I've heard Jim use on the show. I've listened to far more commentary than I probably should have taken the time for. Unlike some people who disagree with the so-called birthers, who really seem to only want to make fun of people who have these questions, I can appreciate why people have the question. I think that the question is legitimate, but I also think it's been answered. I'll probably talk about that a little bit more here in just a minute, but as I said, lots of topics are available and we can talk about them. One thing that's been addressed in the news at the top of every hour today is the denial of service attack that the Twitter website has been undergoing. And in fact, it's not the only one that's been having problems. I mean, it was completely down for at least a couple of hours, but other websites have been having definite problems as well, most notably Facebook. If you use those, as I do, then this, you know, might have been a big deal to you. And if you do rely upon these to communicate with people, I'd like to hear your thoughts as to what could be done or what should be done to make sure that these things don't happen again. Of a more perhaps interesting to some of you nature, today, in fact, probably even as we are speaking, the Senate is voting, they have their confirmation vote for Sonia Sotomayor, or as I call her, Soda Cracker, just because it's easy. Probably shouldn't be disrespectful, but it's easier to say. Really, isn't it exciting, I think, to have a new Supreme Court justice? You know, we've just taken off the wrapping paper. There's that new justice smell and, you know, all shiny and new. And this is, like, really exciting because this justice is not just racist. She's not just sexist, but she's both. And when you add to that that she's a historically a liberal activist judge who is frequently overturned by the Supreme Court, you have the bad idea trifecta. I mean, it's hard to pack this many bad things into one person who's going to be responsible for, you know, rendering judgment on the constitutionality of issues for probably the next 100 years or something like that. Okay, maybe not 100 years, but for decades, this person is going to have an impact. What's going to be really interesting to me, I think, is when the other 8 justices have to get together and overturn her vote as a Supreme Court justice, because that really is her track record. If you'd like to talk about Sonia Sotomayor, that topic is on the table for you. Another really bad idea, free universal health care. Is there a worse idea in Washington, D.C. today? If so, please give me a call. Tell me what it is, because I really need to know. The numbers are 470-254 or 670-5855. Something else that is going to be coming up with the Senate later today after they finally get around to this Sonia Sotomayor vote is refunding the Cash for Clunkers program. Now, Cash for Clunkers has been a huge success. And when I say success, I'm using the term very loosely. After spending $1 billion in about a week, doesn't this just really inspire great confidence in their ability to estimate how much universal health care is going to cost? Oh, wait, hold on. I forgot. Universal health care is free, so it won't cost anything. Apparently, fairies are going to come down and make sure nobody ever gets sick or something like that. Another recent thing has been cap and trade. Of course, you know, President Obama promised that there would be no tax increases on anyone making under $250,000. Which was then adjusted downward to $200,000, and before you know it, it's going to be down to zero. He doesn't really know exactly what he's going to be able to do. Really, it makes me, it brings to mind early on in the first term of the Clinton administration, when Bill Clinton got on, you know, on the mic, on record, and said, "I have worked harder for you these last couple weeks than I have ever worked in my life trying to get you a middle-class tax cut, and I just can't do it. I've got to raise taxes for everybody." When a politician, and this isn't just Democrats, I mean, let's not forget George Herbert Walker Bush's, you know, "Read my lips, no new taxes" pledge. When a politician guarantees that there will be no new taxes or a tax cut, you can pretty much count on exactly the opposite happening. But getting back to cap and trade, isn't cap and trade little more than a hidden tax or a government fee? And isn't government fee just a tax by a different name? Now, on another topic that you might want to talk about, I've said multiple times in the past that I consider state-run liquor stores a very bad idea here in Utah. In my opinion, government should not be involved in the private sector, period. And when they have to be, because I guess there's an exception to every rule, they don't need to be the ones running the dang stores. the state liquor store employees should not be state employees paid by state, you know, taxes. Okay, they are self-sufficient, but still, that should be run by private industry. Anyway, naturally, trust President Obama to take one of Utah's worst ideas, state-run liquor stores, and convert General Motors to Government Motors. Now, I've historically been a GM guy, particularly Chevrolet. First car I ever bought was a Chevrolet. My wife and I have a Trailblazer right now. I don't think, however, I'm going to be able to do business with GM again unless or until the government has completely extracted themselves from GM. And even then, I really don't like the idea of the unions being the ones running the place. I have probably bought my last Chevy. Do you think that I'm being a little overboard on that? Call me, let me know. I would have expected a break by now, being 1:30, but apparently we just go right on through till 1:37. So, okay, let's keep going. Yesterday in the news, former Representative William J. Jefferson, a Democrat from Louisiana, was convicted of 11 of 16 criminal counts, including bribery, racketeering, money laundering, and wire fraud, which brings to mind the old joke, what do you call one federal politician going to prison? A good start. President Obama recently, whining about the $1.3 trillion deficit he inherited from the Bush administration, and using that as justification for why he is spending even more money. Apparently, the logic in Washington is something like, my predecessor spent far too much money, and it was irresponsible. Therefore, I must make the amount of money he spent look pale by comparison. What's more, don't the cries of, you know, this is what my predecessor did, really just ring a little bit hollow to you? Out of the $1.3 trillion deficit he inherited from the Bush administration, which he did, but wasn't he a sitting senator at the time from Illinois? Didn't he get to cast votes on these budgets, determining how much money was going to be allocated? Now, of course, as a senator, he was just one person out of 100. He was one person out of 535 on Capitol Hill. So it's not like we can hold him personally responsible for everything, but isn't it Congress's job to control the purse strings? I mean, why is it that we blame the president, be it Barack Obama or George Bush or any other president, why is it that we must blame the president for every bad thing that happens? Constitutionally, Congress has just pretty much abdicated all responsibility for things. We do know, however, that Barack Obama, maybe we don't know what he did on about a third of that money. He probably voted for some of it, against some of it, who knows what. But we know that he suspended his campaign last fall. He and John McCain both flew back to Washington for this emergency vote on the TARP bailout money. And we know that Barack Obama voted for that. And that was about two-thirds of this $1.3 trillion. Or $1.3 million. Now, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not saying that when Bush spent too much money, it was okay. I was on the record in 2004, when I was sitting behind this microphone, during the presidential campaign, that I was very critical of the Bush administration for requesting allocation of money and spending it like a bunch of drunken sailors. Okay, I'm sorry, that's not fair. Drunken sailors can't spend money the way that Washington, D.C. politicians do. So I'm sorry, sailors. I don't mean to insult you. In fact, I even went so far as refusing to vote for George Bush for a second term. Now, I did vote for him in 2000, but I refused to do it in 2004. Admittedly, at the time, there was a certain calculation to that, because I knew, number one, my one vote wasn't going to have much sway in the outcome of the election. And even more importantly, I knew this is Utah. When I'm voting in Utah, as people do in any state, we're voting not for the man, we're voting for a slate of electors to send to the Electoral College. Now, whether you like that or hate that, it's just true. We don't elect the people directly, the president or the vice president. We elect electors who then cast ballots for the president and the vice president. So my thought at the time was, okay, this is Utah. There is no way under God's green earth that John Kerry is going to get a single electoral vote from the state of Utah. So had I been someplace like California or New York or, you know, some more liberal area that was likely to break for a Democrat, I probably would have sucked it up and went ahead and cast a vote for the Republican just to try to keep John Kerry out of office. But in Utah, that really wasn't an issue. But regardless of that, I am so tired of politicians justifying their horrible, awful, unethical, easy for me to say, actions because of the horrible, awful, unethical actions of others. I'm ready for politicians to stop blaming the other guy, talking about how bad the other guy is, and just stand up, be honest with us, tell us what their plan is, why their plan's going to work. It doesn't matter what the other guy says, because if you win, the other guy's not going to be there. Just tell me what you want to do, how you want to do it. Anyway, let's go ahead and go to the phones for a second. I'm sure you're tired of me at this point. Lines are still available. 470-5855 in Utah County, 254-5855 in Salt Lake County, and in Weber, North Davis, 670-5855. Oops, here goes the music. Okay, we're going to be just a couple minutes. Caller, hang on. You're going to be up right after the break. This is the Jim Sumpter Show. My name is Scott Robison, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Now you got yourself two good hands. Now when your brother is in trouble, you got to reach out your one hand for him. Because that's what it's there for. Now when your heart is in trouble, you got to reach out your other hand. Reach it out to the man up there. Because that's what he's there for.
Take my hand in yours. Walk with me.
AM 630 KTKK.
How can you sleep? We're several months behind in our mortgage payments and facing foreclosure.
Don't take away my golf clubs. No, not my ski boat.
He's worried about toys. What about our car, our house? We're going to lose our house. Ugh, I can't be mad at him. It's not his fault he had to take a pay cut.
Hi, this is Dave Moffitt, owner of Fortify Financial. Is this you? Have you lost sleep worrying about your job, house payment, car, even your retirement funds? If it is, Fortified Financial can help. We are a local mortgage modification company specializing in modifying your existing payment, reducing your principal balance, and lowering that monthly payment. We have been able to effectively stop short sales and foreclosures, keeping people in their homes at a payment they can afford, realizing the benefits of home ownership. If this is you, please give us a call. Our number is 801-878-6240. Again, that's 801-878-6240 or fortifiedfinancial.com. We don't just modify payments, we improve lives.
Vibe with Island Vibes. Every Saturday, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on K-Talk.
As you're born, they make you feel small.
And welcome back. This is the Jim Sumpter Show. That's not his normal bumper music, but that's okay. It is still the Jim Sumpter Show. My name is Scott Robison, sitting in for Jim today as he takes care of some business that's been piling up for about 4 years, apparently. We do have open lines in Salt Lake City, 254-5855. In Utah County, 470-5855. And in Weber, North Davis, the number is 670-5855. Of course, we do have that mandatory 10-digit dialing now, so the area code everywhere is 801 if you would like to call. We have Diane on the line, and she would like to talk about something, so we are going to invoke the 60-second guarantee and give Diane a chance to say her piece. Diane, go right ahead.
Yeah, thank you for your time here, sir. I have mentioned this before, but it's very important for the KTAC listeners to realize time is running out. If we're going to be inoculated and our children forced inoculation with this new passage of this socialist act that is coming down the pike here, this is what I would like to say. There have been so many grievances against our Constitution and outright just ignoring it by the White House and by the Congress. The invasion of the military attack on Iraq without a declaration of war, sending the militia to fight in a foreign war, passage of the Unconstitutional Patriot Act, Homeland Security Act, both of which grossly violate the 10th Amendment and nullify the 10th Amendment, and on and on and on, and then you know what Obama's been doing. Everyone's been screaming their lungs out about that. And now they're spying on American people still in violation of the 4th Amendment. The only thing legally, you can't do anything else legally under our Constitution other than those states who wish to secede from the Union unless these illegal actions by Congress and President are nullified by Congress immediately. If not, the people must assemble their own grand juries through their attorneys general of each state and return indictments against the executive and the Congress for each and every violation of the U.S. Constitution. The people of the states must then send their representatives to Washington to inform the federal government of their actions and to demand remedial action be taken immediately. If no action is taken, then each sovereign state must then recall their representatives from the House and Senate and then thus rendering the House and the Senate inoperable. And if not, nothing is not done, then we will definitely continue to watch our Confederated Republic turn into a dictatorship before our very eyes, is what is happening with President Obama now. And that's, I thank you so much for that, but okay. I want people to know you can't do it by constitutional gatherings and do the Constitution over. This is the only way the Constitution allows this to be done, and I thank you so much.
Okay, gave you about 2 minutes there. Now, Diane, I appreciate what you're saying, and obviously you feel strongly about this, I can tell. That being said, I think it's pretty much established history at this point that the United States of America does not allow states to just secede from the Union. Now, obviously, if a state refuses to impanel representatives or senators, I guess there's probably not a lot that can be done about that. But, you know, I mean, it's just it's definitely to that state's disadvantage to not have representatives and senators in Washington, D.C. Although, frankly, I do agree with you on one point. I do wish every state would recall all of their representatives and all of their senators, because as long as we don't have a Congress, then we're not passing bad law, period. But seceding from the Union over this, I don't see that. That's not a great idea. Caller, you are on the air. What's your name?
Hi, Scott.
Hello.
Am I on, Scott?
You're on the air.
Okay, good. I agree with everything Diane said, and also I want to say that for A Law That Never Was by Bill Benson or Bob Benson, who wrote the book, showing that none of the states were ever ratified, none of the laws were ever ratified to Texas, you know, the 16th Amendment.
Yeah,
were never ratified correctly, and people just need to get a hold of that book so they can figure out their rights, because this whole IRS that's been set up is just a big fraud, just a way to tax everyone and steal your money when there was no the Congress and Senate and the House was supposed to give 3/4 of the votes for every single state, and not one of them did. So not one of them was ratified correctly. So we are just being, fraudulently charged on our homes, you know, for taxes and for our income, and all the taxes they put on us is fraudulent. So
okay.
I just wanted to tell you that, you know, people just need to open their eyes and start checking out, especially The Law That Never Was, that book by Bob Benson, I think it is.
Okay, I appreciate your call. Look, I agree with you to the extent that we are overtaxed. There is no doubt about it. We are paying, you know, up to 40%. Now, obviously, that's just the top earners, but we're paying up to 35, 40% of our income in taxes to the federal government. Here in Utah, we're paying another 5% to the state government. And then, of course, we've got, you know, 3% tax on food, a 6-plus percent tax on anything else that we buy. We've got... Let's see. I mean, there's so many taxes. You got property taxes, like you said. I just got my property tax bill. My property tax bill is double what it was last year. I'm not pleased with paying taxes. But if you're going to sit there and say that there's a book that talks about the law that never was, I will agree with you to one extent. Not that the amendment was not ratified, because, you know, people can write anything that they want in a book. But the reality is that by every authority that has a say, Congress, the Supreme Court, it's all on record with the National Archives. The 16th Amendment is real. It's here. Hopefully it's not here to stay. I would love to see it be repealed, and I would love to see a flat tax put in effect. In fact, there's a website I saw the other day, the 28thAmendment.com or something like that. That is advocating repeal of the 16th Amendment and replacing it with a new amendment that mandates only a flat tax be collected. But the part that I do agree with you on, caller, is that you have the right to not pay taxes, but the government has the established right by every authority possible to lock you up when you don't pay.
AM 630 KTKK.
Are you sick of being hot? Call the experts in cool, CW Heating and Air. Now is the time to upgrade your home's indoor comfort system, and CW Heating and Air will meet or beat any price on comparable equipment. Call CW at 801-254-9669 today and receive a whopping $2,200 off a new high-efficient system. CW Heating and Air, 254-9669. That's 254-9669. Online at cwheatingandair.com. Beat the heat with cool prices. 254-9669.
Okay, welcome back. This is the Jim Sumpter Show. My name is Scott Robison, sitting in for Jim today as he takes care of some long overdue business. We do have lines available if you would like to call. Be happy to take your call. The numbers are 470 in Utah County, 254 in Salt Lake County, and 670 in Weber North Davis. And, of course, as always, the last four digits are 5855. So 470-5855, 254-5855, or 670-5855. You know, look, I appreciate, we hate paying taxes, and we hate seeing our liberties being trampled on a daily basis, which is really what the federal government has become. Look, as I said earlier in this show, I voted for George W. Bush in 2000. In fact, that vote that I cast in 2000 is the one and only vote I have cast in my adult life for a successful, you know, presidential candidate who went on to win the election. I was an absentee voter in 1988, which was the very first time I could vote, and unfortunately, due to the wonderful system we call the U.S. Postal Service, the absentee ballot didn't get to me in a timely fashion, so I wasn't able to send it in. In 92, of course, I voted for a Republican as being a better option than a Democrat, especially Bill Clinton. And I just could not bring myself to cast a vote for, I go completely blank. Ross Perot. I could not bring myself to cast a vote for him. He was just a little too wacky. Brilliant man, obviously a very successful businessman. I have no arguments with him from that perspective, but he just seemed a little too unstable. Not exactly somebody that I would want to trust with the presidency. Of course, in the years that have passed since then, I've just about come to the conclusion that throwing your hat in the ring for the presidency is the surest sign of mental instability, which should automatically disqualify you from being elected president. If you want it, then you can't have it. We need to go to like a jury pool system or something like that, where we just put everybody's name in a hat and we draw a name of somebody who is constitutionally qualified, and that's the person who's going to be president for the next 4 years. Okay, I'm joking a little bit there, but the point is that none of these guys, you know, I voted for a Republican in 92, a Republican in 96, a Republican in 2000. Finally, I had a candidate win an election, and I had such high hopes in 2000. We were going to have a Republican president, we had a Republican Congress. The House of Representatives, the Senate, and the executive branch, all of them, Republicans, conservative, we were going to get some work done. Yeah, that worked out really well for us. So the last two elections, I voted for third parties. Caller, you're on the air. What's your first name? Hello, caller, are you there? Turn down your radio, caller.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Patricia.
Okay, what would you like to talk about?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm a Colorado conservative, and I'm coming down from a good state, but I noticed that Utah doesn't have a lottery to help taxation. Every state I've been in has a lottery that helps your state, schools, and your highways, and your parks, and this state does not have a lottery. And also, since when does the state own the liquor stores?
Okay, I agree with you on that one. I think that's ridiculous.
I need those answers. Yeah, why don't you have a lottery here? I'm new, and I can't understand why that helps the taxpayers so much.
Well, okay. Number one, I disagree. I don't think that a lottery helps the taxpayers.
Oh my God, it does.
No, let me tell you why it doesn't. Okay, a lottery is effectively a tax, and you're going to take a little offense at this, and I don't mean for it to be, but a lottery is a tax on the stupid. Because you have two types of people who play the lottery.
Yeah.
You have one type, which is, you know, people with a little disposable income.
Or a couple bucks, yeah.
Who are going to spend a couple of bucks buying lottery tickets. They don't really expect to win.
No.
So when they do occasionally win, you know, that's the better.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's just a game for them.
Of course.
And I don't have a problem with those people.
No.
What I have is a problem with the people who don't really have the disposable income spending that money on the lottery.
Well, that's their prerogative, though.
Well, okay.
It's a free country.
You're right. It is a free country.
And they are free to do it.
And they're free to drive to Wendover or to Las Vegas or to an Indian casino or any of a number of places.
Oh, the Utahns would do that.
Well, exactly. And they drive to Idaho to buy tickets and stuff like that.
Yeah, but they can't buy one here.
No, you're right. They can't buy one here.
Why?
But okay, I'm trying to get to it.
Okay.
The problem, though, like I said, is that you have people who really can't afford to do this participating in the lottery. Now, you're right. They have the prerogative to play or to not play.
Right.
But personally, I don't want government setting up a system that encourages people to throw their money away on something that they are probably never going to win money back on.
Which puts them,
those people who have bought those lottery tickets, into a worse financial position, needing more government programs to help pull them out of the bottom.
I've been in every state in this union, and I don't believe that. So I disagree.
We can agree to disagree,
but
I mean, not every state has a lottery, and a lot of them sure as heck do. You know.
Every one of them that I've been in, I'm a Navy wife, yeah.
Oh, well, you've been all over, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And then the other question was, what? Oh, the liquor. When does the state own a liquor store?
Okay, well, to finish answering your question about the lottery first, is that...
Okay.
Like it or not, this state is a very conservative state, and it's a very, you know, religious state, and there's definitely a
religious.
Yeah, as far as Mormonism goes, the great bulk of this state, belongs to that particular faith, and Mormons are pretty anti-gambling, and lottery is gambling, so.
And so it's a vote, I see.
So the representatives of this state have decided that their moral code, their standards, do not allow them to enact a program such as a lottery.
I'm completely ignorant in that area.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Oh, my God. Huh.
So as far as the state liquor store goes...
You can go in the Safeway and buy a bottle of liquor.
Well, not everywhere. I grew up in Texas. I was born in Dallas, and I grew up in Dallas County and later in
stores.
Lamar County.
Yeah.
And there are liquor stores there.
Of course.
But I never, ever in my life went to a grocery store in Texas. Again, I only lived in two areas in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
But I never went to a grocery store in Texas because I always lived in dry counties that sold beer.
I remember that years ago, dry state.
And they're still there. There's a lot of places that don't sell...
Dry counties, like...
Yeah, Dallas County is predominantly dry.
I'll be darned.
I was actually shocked when I first came to Utah in the mid-80s and I walked into a grocery store and...
No liquor.
You can buy beer in a grocery store? Because you couldn't even buy beer in a grocery store in Texas. Forget wine or hard alcohol. You couldn't even buy a beer there. So,
are they thinking about making it private enterprise soon?
I don't know if they're thinking about that. I sure wish they would because, for the same reason that I don't think that the state should have a lottery, I don't think the state needs to be in the business of selling alcohol.
No, I don't.
They can regulate it. They can tax it. I don't really have problems with that.
If they're against liquor, why would they own it? Yeah.
Well, and the idea historically has been by owning it, you can control it better.
I
disagree with
that's stupid, yeah.
Well, and I do, I agree. I think that that is stupid as well.
Yeah.
You don't need to participate in something that you find objectionable.
You know what I wanted to say? I listened to this Jim Sumter.
Yeah?
And he is, I'm new here, and he is a breath of fresh air. I turned Rush off to listen to him. And he is fantastic.
Well, I'm sure
he's national, and that's I'm proud of that.
Yeah, well, and not only is he national, he got his start right here behind the very microphone.
Is that right?
I'm speaking into right now. Yeah.
I enjoy your station, honey. I really do.
Well, and
I wish that Utah would get a lottery, and I wish that they'd get out of the liquor business.
No, absolutely, I agree.
Okay, thank you, honey,
for your time.
Thanks,
no problem.
Bye.
And that does it. This hour just flew by. I only used a little bit of the show prep I put together. Thank you for listening. Jim will be back on Monday Live, reruns tomorrow and Sunday. Again, my name's Scott Robison. Thank you so much for making me a part of your afternoon. Sign
Sign up now for a free month subscription to the Producer Power Hour membership, including an all-access pass to exclusive interviews and video workshops. Log on to producerpowerhour.com and use the promotion code TRANSFORM. Sign up now.